Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Found Friends. Wilbur the dog was lying in a bright, warm sunbeam when he heard a faint jingle. He sat up and lifted his ears. He heard the jingle again, Wilbur jumped up onto all four paws and ran over to Sam. Sam had adopted Wilbur when he was a small pup. Wilbur ran in excited circles around Sam. It was time to go for a walk. They were going on a walk. Wilbur was so excited, Sam had a hard time getting the blue leash attached to Wilbur's collar. Finally, the leash clicked and Wilbur stood perfectly still at the door, waiting for it to open. As soon as the door moved, Wilbur put his front paws on it and pushed it open the rest of the way. He bolted out the door, pulling Sam behind him. "Slow down, Wilbur," Sam said. The little dog scrambled to turn the corner. Wilbur wanted to make sure they were taking the right path for the long walk. They were. Wilbur wagged his tail in excitement. As they walked down the street, Wilbur's nose tickled with all the different smells outside. The first smell he identified was a chipmunk. Definitely a chipmunk. The next smell? Wilbur paused to sniff a bit longer. Was the scent a squirrel or a mouse? No, it was a rabbit. Wilbur excitedly followed each scent, nose to the ground. Wilbur was so busy sniffing, he almost didn't notice that Sam turned left at the next intersection. They usually went right. Wilbur looked up at Sam. "I know," said Sam. "We usually go right because that's where Molly lives." Wilbur and Molly had been friends since they were puppies. They had both been at the same shelter together and had found their forever families on the same day. "Don't worry, Wilbur. We'll go visit Molly on our afternoon walk," Sam promised. "Right now, let's go this way." Wilbur followed Sam on the new path. There were different smells here, and he immediately stuck his nose back to the ground. He wanted to remember every detail so he could tell Molly. As they walked, Wilbur sniffed the grass here and there. Eventually, he heard a faint trickle of water and saw they were approaching a bridge. As they began to cross the bridge, excitedly, Wilbur pulled Sam to the side so they could look over the edge at the flowing water. There were fish in the water. The fish disappeared under the bridge, so Wilbur tugged Sam to the other side to watch the fish reappear. As soon as the fish reappeared on the other side, they disappeared again and again. Wilbur tugged Sam across the bridge to watch the fish reappear on the other side. Sam laughed and said, "Those are hide-and-seek fish, Wilbur. They hide under the bridge and you have to figure out when they're going to reappear." It was time to continue on the walk, and as they went along, Wilbur kept a watchful eye on a colorful butterfly that was flitting about in a flower bed up ahead. When they got to the flower bed, Wilbur paused to watch the beautiful butterfly a little longer. It landed on a flower, resting a moment before taking off again into the air and flitting to another flower. "Wilbur, come on, buddy. There's something special for you up ahead," Sam said, encouraging Wilbur to keep going. Wilbur began to walk again, right by Sam's side, sticking his nose to the ground once more. On he went, sniffing and sniffing, until he heard a bark. He remembered that bark. Wilbur snapped his head up and looked to find another dog up ahead, wagging his tail at Wilbur. It was Sunny. Sunny was another dog he'd met as a pup at the pet shelter. They'd all been waiting to find their new forever families together. The family that had adopted Sunny had just moved into the neighborhood. Sam had met Sunny's family at the grocery store yesterday, and they realize the two dogs probably knew each other from when they were at the shelter together. Sam unhooked Wilbur's leash so the two dogs could play together in the front yard of Sunny's home. At first, Sunny and Wilbur were so excited to see each other. They just had to leap in the air and bark excitedly. That turned into a happy game of tag. Back and forth they raced, around flower beds and trees and bushes. Sunny stopped to sniff a pine cone. Wilbur took the moment to share some good news with Sunny. Molly also lives in this neighborhood. She will be so happy to know your family lives here now too. The three dogs had been best friends at the shelter, and now they were all living within walking distance from each other. It was so exciting. "Tell me about your family," Wilbur asked Sunny excitedly. "Well," said Sunny, "there's the lady. Her name is Mary, and she's a veterinarian. That means she takes care of animals. She is very nice and smiles a lot. Sometimes I get to go with her to her clinic and meet all the animals she helps." "Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun," Wilbur replied. "Yes," said Sunny. "And then there's the man. His name is John. He works on his computer, helping people stay safe. And he cooks the most amazing food. When Mary brings me to the vet clinic with her for the day and we come home late, John has dinner ready and the house smells so good." "That sounds really nice," Wilbur said enthusiastically. "And there's the little one who arrived last year," Sunny said, feeling very protective. "He's still a baby. His name is Isidore. He loves to play. And when he eats, he always throws food over the edge of his high chair to share with me." "I love my family so," Sunny said happily. "How about you?" Wilbur happily told Sunny all about Sam. "Sam is my family. We live in the blue house down the street and a few blocks over. I sleep at the foot of Sam's bed and he is my best friend." "Oh, that sounds wonderful," Sunny exclaimed. Just then, Sam called out to Wilbur. "Wilbur, buddy, it's time to head home. We'll visit Sunny again soon." "Bye, Sunny. See you soon," Wilbur called out as Sam reclipped his leash on. As they headed back towards home, Sunny called out, "Bye, Wilbur. See you soon." The entire walk home, Wilbur felt so happy to have found Sunny. He couldn't wait to tell Molly that their friend had moved into their neighborhood. After all the excitement, Wilbur saw his cozy bed waiting for him. And suddenly, he felt very tired. He yawned and walked over to his bed, circling it three times. Then he lay down in the nice, soft bed, resting his head on his paws. His eyes closed, and as he began to drift off, Wilbur thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little dog felt so happy he had Sam. He felt thankful that his two best dog friends were living so close by in the neighborhood. Most of all, Wilbur felt grateful that all three dogs had found their forever families. The little pup curled up in a cozy hug and relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Wilbur snuggled into his bed even more. He took another deep dragon breath, in and out. His mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, dreaming of the next walk he'd take with Sam. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.